When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's Showbiz Profile features the changing profile of a popular band. More than two decades ago, Fleetwood Mac began as a British blues rock band. And now, after nine guitarists, four bass players, and an array of other musicians and vocalists have come and gone, Fleetwood Mac is back. They have a new album called Behind the Mask, a new tour, and two new members. And as Julie Jorgensen reports, a new positive attitude.
The album itself, I think, is very much more of a band feeling about it than we've had in quite a few years.
It sounds like a really cohesive band, all playing together and all working on each other's songs and co-writing and collaborating in a really positive way. And I think that you get the sensation when you hear it, that this is a band that's enjoying playing together.
Fleetwood Mac has never been known for its stability. Drummer Mick Fleetwood and bass player John McVie are the only remaining original members. But despite personnel changes and personal problems, the band has endured.
Inherently, that's, you know, I need a band to play in, so this is the band to play in. So I think that's had something to do with it in terms of a base that hasn't collapsed. We've been able to have new people enjoy that situation and put in and bring what they have talent-wise and musicianship-wise into the band.
The two newest members, Billy Burnett and Rick Vito, bring backgrounds in rockabilly and the blues to the group. Behind the Mask is the first album they've worked on since replacing longtime member Lindsey Buckingham. In 1987, Buckingham left the group just before their world tour. So Burnett and Vito's indoctrination came on the road.
Up to the first gig, which was Kansas City, had sweated a little bit, and, you know, you heard things around town where I wouldn't want to be in his shoes, you know, a lot of things like that. But that was all laid to rest after the first concert, and it was a big, you know, relief. When she made you cry, made you
break down. After the tour, they went into the studio. It took the better part of a year to complete the album, but it wasn't difficult, just time-consuming.
It was a lot of fun, because albums in the past sometimes have tended to get maybe a little too intense for me. And I think this time the feeling was just
a little more relaxed.
It was more relaxed, and I think we all felt better about that. I think it comes out in the music.
The band has put their problems behind them, and they're confident they can handle just about anything.
Just about being through the worst we could possibly go through, I think, would be, you know, all the emotional problems and all that a few years ago. The bottom line is that, you know, that we all have a pretty good sense of humor about things and are quite philosophical about
bitter and twisted.
Bitter and twisted. But, no, I mean, it seems to get easier.
And they're committed to keeping the group together.
Fleetwood Mac is coming first.
Yeah, well, now we're motivated. We don't really want to stop.
Julie Jorgensen, CNN Entertainment News, Hollywood.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day Fleetwood Mac, day 15, about their 15th studio album, Behind the Mask. First album released by the band after the departure of Lindsey Buckingham, who was creative genius and producer. He was replaced by two guys, Billy Burnett and Rick Vito, both guitar players and arguably, debatably songwriters. Sid Siggers. So yeah, now they're a six-piece band. No hit singles on this album. Christine's song Save Me made it into the top 40. The album itself made it to number 20. So the album's produced by a guy named Greg LaDagne, who had worked with Don Henley and others previously, but as we're going to find out, did not bring a lot to the table. And considering the production style on the previous albums, which was Lindsey Buckingham and Richard Dashett, any of that personality is gone. And when they do try to replicate it or impersonate it, it's a joke. So, let's take a listen to this fucking album, Behind the Mask, all right? The album opens with a song written by Christine and her husband, Eddie. Same as Everywhere in Little Lies from the previous album. It's called Sky's the Limit. Very generic tune from Christine. This is more rocking than Tango in the Night, which was 80s pop. It's not bad, but it's also completely unmemorable. Second song on the album, Love is Dangerous, written by Rick Vito and Stevie Nicks. Horrible, bluesy song that feels insulting. If this is an attempt at recreating what Lindsey Buckingham brought to the band, which I think it is, then it's insulting. I hate this song. Third song on the album by Billy Burnett and David Malloy, In the Back of My Mind. Insane 2+ minute intro of utter nonsense to this 7-minute song. These attempts at impersonating Lindsey are pathetic. This song is ridiculously contrived and complete bullshit. Fourth song on the album, Do You Know, by Billy Burnett and Christine McVie. Poorly produced Christine song. This song makes me think of like if you turned on Christian radio, you would hear this kind of flat, emotionless schmaltz. Just a song that's impersonating a song. Then let me know. Fifth song on the album is the single, the failed single, Save Me, written by Christine and her husband. Insanely obvious chorus. You compare this song to Little Lies, and just the lack of inspiration is so apparent. And just the bland, boring production. Such a weak attempt. Song number six, a Stevie Nicks song called Affairs of the Heart. Another basic, obvious tune with the least adventurous production possible. It's an alright song from Stevie, but devoid of spirit or energy. Last song on side one, I think. I don't know. This is like moving into the CD era. But When the Sun Goes Down by Rick Vito and Billy Burnett. Terrible rockabilly bullshit. Just corny as fuck. Truly awful. Somebody broke your heart.
Pantheon podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Flipping this piece of shit over, side two, I guess, opens with the title track written by Christine McVie called Behind the Mask. Terrible attempt at interesting production from Greg LaDagne. Probably the best song on the album so far, but nothing I would go back to. It feels like Christine took her time writing this one, and at least it seems inspired. Second song on side two, song from Rick Vito called Stand on the Rock. Offensive blues rock garbage, absolutely horrible. Up next, we get a song called Hard Feelings from Billy Burnett. An awful ballad with a slight country feel. This is just a terrible song, especially the chorus.
Now I'm supposed to understand. Don't you think you're asking too much? What kind of fool do you think I am? Don't you think you've hurt me enough? Still you want to be friends. Sympathy, just turn around and go. And if it breaks your heart, don't come crying to me. I won't be there anymore. Go ahead and cry your tears. Cause I'm not gonna dry your tears.
All right, next song, written by Stevie Nicks and Mike Campbell from the Heartbreakers, called Freedom. Shitty blues production. I would like to hear what Lindsay might have done with this song, although it's another really obvious chorus. But there are decent elements, it's just that the production completely sucks. Thank you. Up next, a song called When It Comes to Love, another Billy Burnett song, another weak attempt. Whatever this is trying to be, it's pretty lame. I guess there's some decent melodies. Alright, and the album closes with a song from Stevie Nicks. I guess it was co-written with Rick Vito, called The Second Time. Stripped down Stevie ballad, very similar to When I See You Again from Tango in the Night. So is the title ironic? Because it's the second time she's done When I See You Again. But the song never arrives at a melodic chorus, so it's just a droning ballad that doesn't go anywhere. So there you have it, Behind the Mask, a pathetic, ridiculous, never should have happened piece of shit album, churned out, just an embarrassment and a disgrace, and it should just be stricken from history. All copies of it burned, the master tapes destroyed, erase it from Wikipedia, pretend it never happened. And guess what? Stevie leaves the band and they replace her and they make another album that's even worse. And we'll talk about it tomorrow.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football.
FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.